Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. Today, instead of commuting home from work, I am commuting home from church with Evan because we had some special news break in the world of family gaming last year, on Friday, and we could not wait another day before we shouted about it into a podcast. So, yeah. So Evan, say hello.
Hi.
So today is, Friday rather, was the 10th birthday of Minecraft. We actually recorded a segment in our regular weekly podcast, Engage, a family gaming podcast, kind of to commemorate that. Amanda Farrow from superparent.com and I went through and talked about, courtesy of Minecraft and Microsoft, some of their big achievements over the last 10 years. But there was one achievement that we left off. And so Evan and I wanted to shout about it because we think it's actually kind of a big deal.
It's very much a big deal.
So, Evan, why don't you tell everybody, as of announcements on Friday, what milestone did Minecraft pass?
Minecraft passed Tetris in the best-selling game of all time.
Which is insane. Think about how Tetris has been. Tetris is celebrating its 35th anniversary right now. And if you're listening to this on Sunday night, then if you have Tetris, what's the Tetris on?
Game Boy?
No, on Switch. What do we call? What is it?
99.
Tetris 99. Thank you. If you have Tetris 99 at home, make sure to go earn your 100 event points so you can unlock the Game Boy skin for Tetris 99. But Tetris has been around for 35 years. It has been all over the place. It has been on every console and on mobile and PC ever since it started. And it was, so far, total sales, including mobile, 170 million copies, which
That's
is a lot. Now, personally, I think that number has been inflated a little bit by nature of the fact that some of those games are free. Some of those include download. I'm sure some of those include downloads for free-to-play games, but still, Tetris is huge.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the most important games of all time, one of the biggest games of all time, and yeah, it's at 170 million sold is massive. As of Friday, what was the Minecraft sales total per Microsoft?
176 million lifetime sales.
Which does include paid mobile downloads, because you can buy, and you still can buy, Minecraft Pocket Edition, which is included in those numbers. But still, that is an incredible feat for Minecraft, which has only been around for 10 years. And it doesn't really show much sign of slowing down, because they are regularly updating that game, and it's available on every console. And guess what, folks? We got new consoles coming. And I would presume a fair number of people will be buying, because I'm sure there will be an upgraded version of Minecraft with some kind of improved textures or something like that, that you will be able to buy the Minecraft Improved Edition on Xbox One and PS5. Hope. Or Xbox 2, whatever. Or no, or is that not a thing?
Hope. Well, they have been working on something like that for a while.
They have like
it's
a 4K.
It's going to be the same game, just with a, but it's going to have an extra texture pack. This, hopefully, if they make it, because people have been expecting that a graphics pack for Minecraft Bedrock Edition, which is the one that is on Xbox, PlayStation,
and
mobile,
Switch.
And PC, and Switch,
okay,
and kind of Wii U, but not really. That okay. That is called Bedrock Edition, and they have been working on a texture pack called the Super Duper Graphics Pack.
Yep.
And it looks mega 4K.
And that's really what they've been doing, is trying to upgrade it to 4K with better lighting and things like that. And that was announced at E3. Was that last year or the year before?
Whenever they announced the Better Together update.
Yeah, so that was not last year.
That was multiple.
That was the year before. And so.
No, you were home for that year, so it was.
So it was even earlier than that. So, I mean, the. So it's possible they're not even going to release a new version. And people are just going to be able to play their backwards compatible versions. Because both the next PlayStation and the next Xbox are going to be backwards compatible.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to think about it. But it still doesn't show much sign of slowing down. They've been updating it continuously and regularly. And every year, or every day, kids age into Minecraft. Now, we notice in our house that there is... Yes, you may open that candy.
No, I'm not opening it.
So, we're driving. So, you know, Evan was fiddling with a bag of candy. Now, so... In our house, we have a very interesting split. Because your go-to game and... Also, YouTube viewing experience is Minecraft.
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
Whereas Jake, it's Fortnite. Whereas if he's going to watch someone play Fortnite, if he's going to watch someone on YouTube, he's going to watch a Fortnite streamer, or he's going to play Fortnite himself. Whereas you prefer learning about Minecraft and playing that.
Yeah.
So do you think that it is possible that Fortnite... So, like, everybody has that first game that is that, you know, kind of big generational thing... and for you and your peers, it seemed like it was Minecraft. Like, everybody, when they hit a certain age, they just bought Minecraft. Do you think Fortnite is going to interfere with that? Like, Maggie, for example, has been asking for the Fortnite Battle Pass. But she doesn't really show much interest in playing Minecraft.
Well, Megan shows interest in playing Minecraft when I'm playing it.
Okay.
Megan is in the household of me and Jacob, so she shows interest in...
So you think it kind of depends on what the older brother or sister is playing?
I think.
Well, I think it's going to make a difference. It really is. So I used to think that Minecraft was just going to continue selling like crazy forever. But it feels like maybe Fortnite is stealing some of Minecraft's thunder, even though they're fundamentally different games.
I feel that some of the people who have been, that have maybe been playing for a while, like... people in my age group and a little bit older will have maybe aged out of Minecraft and into Fortnite. That's what I believe.
But Fortnite, like, is...
a fundamentally different game, but it still has a building mechanic.
Yeah.
Which is why it kind of feels right to go from Minecraft to playing Fortnite, because they still have a building mechanic.
True. Do you see a lot of kids that still play both?
Me.
Well, you. But are you a special case? Tough to say.
Yeah. Because... Yeah, it's tough to say because I don't really know.
Yeah, it's hard to say what kids play. It's really interesting. I mean, so I wonder, you know, how fast is Minecraft going to get to 200 million? I mean, gaming is getting bigger. That's one thing that we at Engage Family Gaming definitely know, is that there are lots of families buying consoles that never would have had video games before. I have some friends, you know, there's a girl I went to high school with who just last Christmas, she bought a PlayStation 4 for her family, and she swore up and down before she had kids that she was never going to buy video games for them. And here we are, you know, they have a PlayStation 4.
Also, speaking of Minecraft.
Yeah.
There are two pieces of news that I want to talk about.
We want to talk about more Minecraft news. So first, the best-selling game of all time, Minecraft. Congratulations. It's 10 years old.
Three.
Okay.
Have you heard of Minecraft Earth?
I have not heard about Minecraft. Well, I have, but I haven't said anything about it. What's going on with Minecraft Earth?
Minecraft Earth was also announced on Friday. It is a mobile game that is going to be beta tested this summer.
Yep.
It is an AR game similar to Pokemon Go.
Yep.
where you will be able to, per Microsoft, you will be, there's going to be, I did not hear about this until yesterday, the gameplay. I knew about Minecraft Earth, but I did not know about the gameplay. Because there isn't a gameplay video. They had a thing about it.
Yep.
So, there is, so you will be able to play, it's going to be similar to Pokemon Go. So, to,
you hold on, pause. You're spinning your wheels.
Okay.
Take a breath.
So.
And so, it's like Pokemon Go.
It's like Pokemon
in that
Go.
It's an augmented reality game, right?
And that
where you are in real life matters.
And there is a map on your screen.
Yep.
So
you can walk around the map, and what are you going to discover?
So you will find tappable blocks on the map that you will tap, like you would tap a Pokemon or Pokemon Go.
To get resources.
To get resources to build buildings on a build plate.
Yep, and you can put build plates anywhere in real life based on where you are.
Yes. And
there will be mobs also, right?
There will be mobs that you can fight. Yes.
And you can use those to get experience, which will also help you get resources. And fight bigger monsters.
Yep.
To get more resources.
And you will be able to go on, and there will also be things that are called adventures. Where you can go on an adventure with other players.
Yep.
And you will be able, and on the adventure, you will be able to gather resources and fight mobs.
Okay.
Adventures are like gym battles in Pokemon.
So here's my question, and I don't know if we know this yet. So, let's say I play.
Also, it's going to be free to play.
Okay, so that's good. So let's say I play Minecraft Earth.
Yep.
And I gather a bunch of materials, and I build an EFG logo in Minecraft bricks outside of my house.
Yep.
And then you also play, and you come to my house. Are you going to be able to see that logo?
Yes, because you'll be able to place your build template, no, your build plate anywhere.
And the game knows where the build templates are?
The game
the build
knows,
plates are?
Yes.
So that's a really cool project. We're going to have to build an EFG logo in front of our house.
Yeah. It's just going to be hard to gather the resources because
we have to get to work. Well, does that mean we can work together? So if there's a build plate, I can let you build on it?
No. Not
it's
that
my
I know.
Build plate.
It is your build plate. But we will be able to go on adventures together to get resources. And the thing about adventures is all resources are given to any all resources gathered are given to everyone who went on the adventure.
That's pretty awesome. So this is basically Pokemon Go, but set with Minecraft.
Yes. They also, they have not announced what their monetary system will be because it is a free-to-play game. But they did announce that there may be some sort of a monetary system. There's going to be health and hunger. They said there will be no loot boxes. Health and hunger. Health is, you know, you need it to fight mobs.
Yep.
Hunger. Depending on how much hunger you have, that's how far away you can tap a tappable block to gather resources from it. And okay. That's how far you can interact with the world.
Cool. I mean, this sounds pretty awesome.
I'm thinking that's what the monetary system is going to be, but that's my opinion.
So that's pretty awesome. Is there a beta or something that people can join?
There's going to be a beta for Android 7 and iOS 10. Phones that run Android 7 or iOS 10. That starts this summer. You have to sign up from the Minecraft website.
So you go to Minecraft.net and you can sign up right now.
Yes. And by doing that, you get a free skin on Bedrock Edition.
It's a pretty cool
looking skin. There's other piece of Minecraft news I want to talk about.
There's another one?
Oh, yes, there's another one.
Okay.
Also from Friday, this was hidden under Minecraft Earth and Minecraft Turning 10.
Yep.
And it's selling 176 million copies.
Yep.
Have you heard of Remember Minecraft Dungeons from the last Minecon?
Yes.
they announced some more things about it. There was no video. It's also another text thing on Minecraft.net.
Okay.
So it is a dungeon crawler.
Yep.
Per the trailer. And they announced that it's going, they announced that there won't be a building system. Like, you won't, you will not be able to place blocks.
Okay.
There will be a hub world where you can go back to past dungeons.
Okay.
They will be randomly generated, kind of. And you do not have to be set to one character class.
So it's going to be a class-based Minecraft looking...
No, not class-based.
Okay.
You will be able, if you find a weapon, you will be able to use that weapon. You will be able to change what you are to use that weapon.
Cool. And did they say when?
2019.
So they're going to have to talk about it at E3 this year.
Hopefully. It's going to be a PC release.
So we're going to be looking for more details on Minecraft Dungeons as the summer continues. Any other Minecraft news that we didn't talk about yet? So let's recap for everybody. Because I learned stuff today.
Yeah.
So first, Minecraft is the best-selling video game of all time now, selling 176 million copies.
Yep.
Also, Minecraft is 10 years old.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Minecraft. Next, Minecraft Earth is a thing. That's an AR, augmented reality Minecraft experience that you can play on your phone, where you can gather resources and build things in the real world,
yep,
more or less. And then Minecraft Dungeons is still coming out in 2019.
Yep.
And it's coming to PC first.
Yep.
But I'm sure it's going to come to
console
eventually.
Yep.
And it is a... it's basically not a Minecraft game.
Well, it's Minecraft.
Outside of the look.
And
probably
the
mechanics. You can't build.
You can't build.
Instead, you're just fighting mobs using Minecraft weapons.
And other weapons that they're adding.
Sounds pretty awesome to me. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be, and I'm presuming, if it's coming out in 2019, they're going to have to tell us more at E3.
Yep.
So, I think that's all we've got today.
Yep.
So, Evan, say goodbye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. This has been a Minecraft-centric episode to kind of help celebrate some of the announcements from the 10th anniversary celebration. I hope you all have a wonderful day. We will talk to you soon. And until next time, don't forget
to get your family game on.
See you soon, folks. Bye.